You know, the bond between a father and son forged in the great outdoors is a great example of the deep connections that we build as we guide others through discipleship. In this video, I'll show you how discipleship and hunting are both a journey of patience, persistence, and partnership.
Look at these two doe. They're looking at that raccoon. Like, why is it eating my food? See him?
Yeah. Trying to figure out why he's over there at that corn pile.
Yeah. This is just the other night.
I've got that one buck that's on here. He looks like about a 6 point or an 8 point. Yeah, he'd be a...
Is that one we've been seeing, kind of the smaller one?
Mm-hmm. Kind of a smaller one. But I'd shoot him.
Yeah, no, for sure.
He's legal.
You can't eat the horns.
That's right. Yeah, well, I mean, one of these doe. I'll probably wait, though. I mean, with the way the bucks are, it look like they're chasing mm-hmm. right now and everything, I'll probably wait and let the doe come in, you know.
Yeah, and see if anything's following it.
Yeah, make sure there's not a buck or something behind it, and then kind of go from there. But I don't know. There's several, you know, legal bucks mm-hmm. that are coming in. I mean, I've had several on my camera. There's like a 5 point, and then there's like a little six
or something. Yeah,
six I've or seven. That. And then that one pretty decent 8. And then, you know, so I mean.
We have some opportunities.
Yeah, we do. And I'm checking mine from last night. Oh, dude. Check this guy out.
That's a good one right there, man.
That's at least an 8 or a 10 point.
When'd you say you got that?
That was just last night.
Well, I'm going to go in the morning, for sure.
No, you can't go in the morning. I can't go.
Well,
I've got to be on the road.
Well, hey, you know, that's too bad, man. I'm going
to
be here.
You can't go. No, yeah. You got to wait for me to get back.
Hey, if I'm taking care of the dogs, I'm going hunting, too. Huh?
No, you got to wait for me to get back.
I'm camped out here. I got to go hunting.
That's what it's about. You do that to me. You go get on the stand this morning.
Because you do that to me. You don't act like you wouldn't. That's the thing.
No, that makes me hurt.
Yeah, you are.
Knowing this guy's out there running around, that
makes
me hurt.
There's deer, you know, it's not a guarantee that I'm going to kill that. But if he comes in there, I'm going to shoot him.
No, you just leave him.
Yeah,
I'm going to
let him say, here, I'm going to wait bye-bye to him.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. I can't believe that guy's
That's
out there running
deer.
Around. I know.
I don't know if I've had him on camera yet at my stand or not. Oh, I don't know.
That right there is a dandy.
That is a good deer.
See, that's what these cameras do. They make you dream of it big buck.
That's right. What was he? Was that a 10 point?
As it looked like at least a 10.
At least a 10?
Yeah. A nice looking 10 point.
Yeah, he's pretty big.
Maybe he'll wait until I get back.
Maybe he knows you're leaving. Maybe he knows you're leaving. He's going to wait on you.
Yeah, maybe he'll wait on me. Yeah.
We'll see.
Give it about 15 minutes, and then it is 7:45. I would give it till 8, and then I would get down and go check on it. How far was he from you? You get down at 8 and go over there and look and call me. Okay, I love you. Bye-bye. Maybe Hunter just shot him.
That's our hope.
Yeah, I hope.
Oh my goodness.
Woo!
Man, that is a big un, boy. Oh man, that is a dandy. Okay, I'm gonna call you back. You go get the thing you're gonna need to find.
And then you'll cut up, you know, towards his middle. And then you'll just start skinning from there. And then you'll go down. Now, where his chest, you know, that chest fur that they still put on, you know, that'll be on the mount, you know.
Since Hunter was a kid, we've hunted together. You know, throughout the years, I've tried to instill in him the values of hunting and the love for the outdoors. Whether we're hunting for squirrels, rabbits, turkey, or even deer. It was all about spending that time together and teaching him how to hunt. He'd watch me, and then we would do it together. Then there came a time that he was able to do it on his own. However, that teaching never stops. And even though I wasn't there with him when he harvested that big buck, I was still just a phone call away to help. Because, you know, once you take down a deer, there's still a lot of work to be done. A lot of times you have to track it, then you've got to get it checked in, then you've got to clean it, ice it down, then either get it to the processor or, like we do, take care of it yourself. And it can be a long day with a lot of work. And of course, it can just get a little messy, but it's totally worth it. Not just for the outcome of food on the table, but for the ongoing relationship that we have with one another. And that's what discipleship is all about. It's about helping someone understand the truth of the Bible and the love that God has for them. It's spending time together, teaching, listening, discovering, and learning. As you disciple someone to pray, evangelize, or even make disciples, they watch you. Then you do it together, and then they're able to do it on their own. However, just like with hunting, the teaching never stops. You're still there to encourage them, guide them, and help answer questions along the way. Sure, discipleship can be work, a lot of work, and it can sometimes get a little messy, but it's totally worth it. Not just for the outcome, but for the ongoing relationship that you have one with another. You know, and I know what you're thinking. I don't have time. I don't know how to do it. Or maybe I'm not sure even where to begin. Well, LifeWord wants to help you with that. They've created a great tool to help you learn what it means to be a disciple and then turn around and use that same tool to disciple someone else. And guess what? It's free. That's right. It's easy to understand and it's easy to use. Go to follow.lifeword.org to begin. Hey, Hunter's not the only one taking down the big bucks this season. Check this out.
Matt.
He probably didn't go, I don't know, what, 50 yards? But it was a perfect shot, but it ought to have been because, I mean, good grief, he was so close to me. But look at that.
Look at this deer. Good job.
I'm telling you, isn't that a unique, I love that unique rack.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, looks like he broke that off probably fighting. This is kind of palmated. Look at that. Isn't that, that's cool. I love that. That's an older deer right there.
Good job.
Man, yeah, that was I thought I put it right on him, so that's why he didn't go very far. But hey, love it. Now we got work to do.
That's right.